T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We always love talking to our friend John Heyman. And John joins us now on the Busey Bank Score Hotline, building business, growing well since 1868. John, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're kind of watching what's going on in the wide world of baseball and hoping that our teams can get back in the hunt, so to speak. And it's weird, John, given the fact that obviously neither team doing tremendously, but both teams 5.5 games out in their division. It's just an odd coincidence at this point of the year.
Well, they're both in relatively bad divisions, which is a big plus, and gives them hope. I mean, I do think the Cubs have played better than the White Sox generally, but at this point, you'd have to say their chances to make the playoffs are about equal.
I would agree with you on the Cubs part, the fact that they have played better than maybe the record indicates, but you are what your record says you are. They've taken advantage, John, of a struggling Padres team. I think when you look big picture at baseball, how many other teams have been as disappointing as the Padres this year?
Yeah, I think the Padres are the most disappointing team, certainly for me, since I picked them to win the World Series, so they're personally disappointing. But, I mean, there have been some abject disappointments. I mean, the Phillies are a disappointment. The Cardinals are a disappointment. I think the Mets, 500, are a disappointment. The Mariners thought they took a big step forward last year. They're a disappointment. You think things even out, but it's funny. There are more disappointments than happy surprises this year.
You know, one of the weirdest things I've seen, and I think one of the great elements of baseball is that you can go to a game or you can turn on a game and you can literally see something you've never seen before. And that was the case for me with the White Sox as they win in a walk-off hit. Umpire? I mean, the umpire gets hit in the face mask. All three runs in the game are scored on wild pitches, which I guess has never happened before. Totally believable it hasn't happened before. But the final run, it was like there's guys get crossed up, and then there was this, where the catcher seemed to have his glove on the ground as the ball was hitting the umpire in the face mask, and then it dribbles away, it kind of shoots away, and the winning run comes in, and everybody, you have to wait. Like, does that count? Is that if it bounces off the official, is it actually, you know, I mean, it was one of it was one of the damnedest things I've ever seen.
Absolutely. It should have been a pass ball. As you mentioned, the catcher didn't seem prepared. He should be able to catch the ball. The umpire is kind of squatting along with him there. The ball is obviously a ball, not a strike. It's not in the strike zone, but it wasn't that wild. But it was certainly a wild finish. And, the White Sox will take them any way they can get them. And they got a sweep, which is, you know, against a division rival who had actually been doing better than them. So, you know, hey, they'll take it. Things are looking slightly up for your White Sox, Mully.
So let's stay in the division there, John, because the Guardians had an interesting weekend. Tristan McKenzie comes back, strikes out 10 in his season debut. He gives them a little bit more stability in that rotation. And then a surprising headline. Maybe we shouldn't be, but they DFA'd Zach Plesac. Obviously, there's some local interest in his career, some personal interest in his career. I know him. He went to Ball State. All those things aside, what's next for him, and how far has he fallen because of going from young pitcher, giving with a chance to be part of that rotation for years to come, to now his future seems uncertain?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly needed to grow up, and maybe this will be the slap in the face that he actually needs that will allow him to grow up. You know, obviously a great athletic talent. Looked like he was going to be a star. The Guardians, used to be the Indians, developed pitching better than almost anyone. There's only about a half dozen teams that really can develop pitching. It looks like the Cubs may be coming one of them. Maybe we'll see, but generally, it's been the Rays, the Marlins, the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Guardians who can develop pitching. And Plesac was in that group, but he and Clevenger both showed early immaturity going out on the town during the pandemic, and that was the first sign something was amiss. Clevenger ended up getting at least a good contract with the White Sox. We'll see what happens with him long term. But, you know, hopefully this is a wake-up call for Zach Plesac. He's still young enough and athletic enough, and hopefully he'll pull himself together.
Yeah, I'd say the Sox ought to sign him, frankly. I mean, why not? Yeah. He's a local guy, you know, grew up in Northwest Indiana, grew up as a Sox fan.
Carter Hawkins with the Cubs, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would take a guy – when you have nothing at all in AAA,
that's a good point.
Why not get a guy?
Other guys might block him with the Cubs. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, someone's going to take him. Obviously, you know, he's certainly very young. Certainly got ability. He needs to grow up, though. He should get with his uncle Dan, who is a very mature fellow who I work with MLB Network, and probably listen to him. You know, instead of being on his own and being a kid and growing up, it's what he's got to do. Dan Plesac pitched in the major leagues, yeah, uninterrupted 18 years, never on what was called the disabled list then, ever. Never got in any trouble, never will get in any trouble. You know, I mean, obviously not everybody's the same in each family, but, you know, he obviously is quite different than his uncle, and he probably should take some advice from his uncle.
John, as the White Sox get to New York, are they getting the Yankees at the right time?
Maybe, because, you know, if Judge misses a game or two, that will help. But other than that, I would say no. The Yankees are playing well. Stanton came back. Donaldson came back with two home runs in his first game. Certainly Rodon not back. We don't know when we're going to see Rodon. But, you know, Yankees – you know, they have a cycle of injured. You know, they have signed a lot of talented guys who get hurt a lot. So, you know, they have no room to complain that they have guys injured. Obviously, they've got talented guys like Severino and Stanton, Rodon, who are off injured. And right now, one guy who's not an injured guy ran into a fence making a spectacular catch.
Yeah.
And missing a game or two is Judge. And to me, it's going to be a Judge Ohtani MVP battle again. I think Judge is in the lead right now. I see people yelling at me that he doesn't have the highest WAR or something like that. But I watch the games. Judge is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a good. I mean, first of all, the fence seemed to be more injured than anything on that particular play. But he definitely, like, he hurt a big toe. Maybe is that what it is? It's a toe injury.
It's a toe injury.
He should sit out the series. Yeah. It should be more concerned about the rest of the
Molly's just concerned for the game of baseball.
I hate to trash talk you, but I don't think the White Sox are in great shape playing the Yankees anyway.
No, it's true. It's true, but they're if those guys have no protection, like Judge apparently doesn't need protection because those guys, Rizzo and Stanton had been out, and he's been killing it. So, and he arguably is doing better than he did a year ago. Aren't his numbers like right in the same spot? So it's
but of course you know, second half last year, he had like a 12 or 1300 OPS when everybody was injured or underperforming. It was unreal. I'd never seen anything like that. So, and he did hit 62 home runs last year. So, I hesitate to say he's doing better than last year, but he's doing better than anybody else is doing.
John, I want to ask you this question. In baseball, do we see these kinds of things happen more than other sports? Last night or yesterday over the weekend, Brian Snitker pulls Marcell Ozuna for not hustling after hitting a drive to center field, ends up with a single. We've seen it in town with Pedro Grifol and Luis Robert. You know, you can reference other examples. Javi Baez, I think, got benched by A.J. Hinch for losing track of how many outs there were. Does this happen a lot in baseball, or are there only certain managers are able to get away with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more noticeable in baseball. In basketball, guys go in and out of the game at all time, right? You know, so I think in baseball, it's probably noticeable, and then they're questioned afterward, and they explain it. So I assume it happens in other sports, that their guys are not hustling. But I'm glad to see Grifol, you know, make that move. That was the right thing to do. Same with Hinch. There's no excuse not to hustle. We see it a lot, though, unfortunately.
John, you know, there was an interesting moment with Marcus Stroman yesterday, and he's been phenomenal, and he was very good yesterday. But he strikes out Juan Soto on a pitch that Soto kind of – he just was upset. He kind of leaned back, you know, just kind of he was wincing on it. And then – Stroman does the little side shuffle that Soto is known for, and I just wonder, is that any that it's gamesmanship? There's nothing wrong with a little gamesmanship. Does that ever blow up on someone else when you perform a little gamesmanship? I mean, are you expecting Juan Soto to want to get some revenge against the Cubs for something that Stroman did? How does that work in baseball?
Yeah, you know, I don't mind it. I saw that Rosarena does that pose after he makes a great catch for its home run, and then somebody gave it back to him. Can't remember who it was, but I don't mind that. I generally think the pitcher should probably be concentrating and not thinking about that. But, look, the guy's performed incredibly this year. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in the league and really helped keep them in it. So it doesn't bother me. I would say that his general out there attitude, probably means that if he does get traded, I think the Blue Jays and the Mets are probably not candidates to take him back. But I think that on-field stuff is not going to cause anyone else to hesitate if they do trade him. And, I mean, again, I'm not wishing that they do become a seller. If they do, they would get a lot for him. He's been great.
Yeah.
But in that division, as we said, they look like a, dare we say it, contender.
John Heyman defends Marcus Stroman. Stop the presses.
Not completely. I didn't mention that the Mets and the Blue Jays are not taking him back, or unlikely.
John,
unlikely.
You're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, John.
All right. Always good talking to you guys. See you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.